Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Time has come here at the end of another Friday here on Issues Etc. and the end of another broadcast week to play a game we like to call Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game. We just gather four sound bites that struck our fancy in the course of the last week's broadcast. We put them together. We play them for you. You listen. And then after you've heard the sound bites, it is your opportunity and, well, I guess it's entirely up to you to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, the reason for voting is your own. You may like it, you may disagree, you may agree, you may find it remarkable for any number of reasons. When you vote, we want to hear from you, where you're from, and why you're voting for the soundbite that you're voting for. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Dr. Russell Moore, talking about justice and justification, the gospel and abortion.
The gospel speaks to that, to those burdened consciences. It doesn't speak to it by saying it's okay, nor does it speak to it with a word of simple condemnation. The gospel speaks by saying everything your conscience tells you about the abortion is right, but if you're hidden and found in Christ, you have already received every bit of condemnation for that abortion. You're a new creation. You're hidden in Christ. So when God sees you, he doesn't see you as that woman who had the abortion or that man who paid for the abortion. He sees you exactly as he sees the Lord Jesus. This is my beloved child in whom I'm well pleased. And if we preach that message of both justice and justification, what we're going to do is to bring people out of hiding where they can be liberated from the accusations of the devil. And we also are making it very clear to others who are being pressured right now toward abortion, this is a safe and welcoming place for you to come and talk to us. I think that's very important.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Russell Moore, on justice and justification, the gospel, and abortion. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from a conversation with Pastor Brian Katchelmeyer, and he's answering the question why the Trinity is often missing from Christian worship.
Well, I think the issue goes back to what you have said yourself. The first thing to go is the creed. And so when you stop confessing the creed as you gather together as the people of God, you stop this whole teaching and confessing and believing the Holy Trinity, and you migrate towards more of trying to feel the presence of God rather than gathering into the presence of God, learning to confess the God in which you believe in and being taught about this God. So I think that when you have the Trinity clearly taught, confessed in the creeds, you throw the creeds out the window, and then there's this whole anti-sediment of anti Catholicism, anti-liturgy, anything of old is bad. Everything new is of the Spirit.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Katchelmeyer, on why the Trinity is often missing from much of Christian worship. Here's soundbite number three for your consideration. Dr. Robert Spencer, we were talking about an ad campaign running in major cities in the U.S. called My Jihad.
Well, Todd, you know, they got a public relations disaster on their hands. I mean, they are trying to portray Islam as benign, as peaceful, as fitting easily into the American understanding of the separation of religion and state, as properly understood, that is. and as being something that Americans should welcome and not something that anybody should be concerned about. And yet every day, somewhere around the world, there are Muslims who are fighting against non-Muslims, committing acts of violence, sometimes acts of unspeakable brutality, and justifying them by pointing to the teachings of Islam. And so it contradicts everything that CARE is trying to present Islam as being. So they are now engaged in this cynical and deceptive campaign designed to try to bamboozle Americans into thinking that jihad, which is the Islamic concept of struggle, it is the spiritual struggle within the soul, but it's also traditionally understood and universally so in Islamic theology and law as involving warfare against unbelievers to impose Islamic law upon them and subjugate them. This is an incredibly dishonest campaign just designed to confuse Americans and to render them complacent in the face of the genuine jihad threat.
All right, that's soundbite number three, Dr. Robert Spencer, his reaction to the My Jihad ad campaign. It's almost time for you to vote and pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Vote via email, talkback at issuesetc.org. We get those emails in real time. Or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf talking about Planned Parenthood's latest strategy.
Whenever you're losing an argument, there are five things you want to do. Number one, you want to make the debate personal rather than objective, meaning you determine right and wrong by your personal circumstances, not by some objective standard. The next thing you do is make it complex. You say it's not simple. The third thing you do is you say that there are no rational arguments, only labels. And by golly, we should get away from labeling. The fourth thing you do is appeal to majority. You say, well, the majority of people agree with us. And then finally, you reduce the entire thing to personal circumstances that no one else has a right to understand or judge. Well, Planned Parenthood is 5 for 5. You couldn't have done it better. And here's my big beef with them. On one hand, they say, well, we're moving beyond the discussion about whether this is life or not life, and we're going to move to the discussion of trusting women to make their own personal decisions. But wait a minute. They're not moving beyond the question whether this is a human life, because Planned Parenthood would never say you can do to toddlers what they say you can do to fetuses, which tells us they are assuming that there's a difference between a fetus and a toddler. They don't believe their own rhetoric. In fact, they never did believe their own rhetoric. They're trying to confuse the issue.
That's soundbite number four. Now it's time to vote. 1-877-623-6943. The listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon, the 1st of February, will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug pen, and bumper sticker, also the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc.
Epiphany Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan gathers to receive our Lord's gifts in word, baptism, and supper every Sunday morning at 9:15. Bible study at 11. Join us at 4219 Park Lane in Door, or visit us on the web, epiphanydoor.org. Christ-centered, cross-focused, historic, confessional, liturgical. Epiphany Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan. epiphanydoor.org. 616-681-0791.
The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is a daily devotional resource for Lent titled Restore the Roar. It's written by Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Reed Lessing. You can read an excerpt of Restore the Roar at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase this Lenten devotional by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Restore the Roar costs only $2.29 plus shipping and handling. 1-800-325-3040.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week, issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 1st of February. And give us a call and vote that way, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. We'll take your votes that way as well. Include your city and state. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page. And again, include your city and state, please. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Dr. Russell Moore, Justice and Justification, the Gospel and Abortion? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Katchelmeyer, Why the Trinity is Often Missing from Much of Christian Worship. Soundbite number three, Dr. Robert Spencer, reacting to the My Jihad ad campaign. Or soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, telling us about Planned Parenthood's latest strategy. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. First to Altamont, Illinois, where Scott is waiting on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. Scott Klusendorf's soundbite puts me in mind of Jonah Goldberg's book, The Tyranny of Clichés, How Liberals Cheat in the War of Ideas. I'm having a hard time understanding why it would be in Planned Parenthood's best interest to use those five logical fallacies that Mr. Klusendorf enumerated to further their cause. If Planned Parenthood went into a battle of wits with the public using those arguments, the organization would only win against the patently stupid, which tells me that their whole organization's profits are based on the idea that a fool and his money are soon separated. And that's downright sinister. Why are they not willing to sink or swim on good arguments? A famous enterprise captain once quipped, "If we're going to be damned, let's be damned for what we really are."
Thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Altamont. You know, I think about that. He's quite right, if you stop and think about it. It would be sinister for them to use such underhanded techniques just to make money on any product. But Planned Parenthood makes money on death, on the taking of life, making it all the more sinister. Let's see what Joshua in Kentucky has to say. Hi, Joshua.
Hello. I'm going to vote for soundbite number one with a caveat. Although what Russell Moore said was good, he really needs to come to an understanding of what the sacraments mean. But overall, I think number one's the best at presenting the gospel. So I'm going to vote for number one.
Joshua, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kentucky. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page where you can vote as well, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Brian in Colorado says, "I vote for Pastor Katchelmeyer." That would be soundbite number two. "When we atop confessing who God really is, I'm sorry, stop confessing who God really is, we also stop hearing God's confession of who we are, forgiven sinners." Well, smartest listeners in radio. That's true. You cannot hear the gospel. I think that was the point of our conversation with him. You can't hear the gospel if you are not seeking it from the true God. Thank you very much, Brian. Thanks for listening in Colorado. Mike in Strasburg, Illinois says, "I vote for soundbite number one, Dr. Moore. Despite my use of this very segment of Scott Klusendorf's interview earlier today, Secular Discourse Regarding Abortion, is just that, secular. Ultimately, as the church, we must speak the word of God, his righteous condemnation, and his even greater and fuller forgiveness, not dismissing this great sin, but proclaiming this sin covered by the blood of Christ. And we, as Christians in the church, must be able to, we must be people to whom those burdened by sin of abortion can come and receive the grace of God, and we must be able to speak that word of comfort to them, that the word would heal them. Very well put, Mike, and thanks for listening in Strasburg, Illinois. Kimberly in Spokane, Washington says, "My reason for voting is simple. When I was listening to the soundbite, I heard him say that as a forgiven sinner, God sees me just as he does the Lord Jesus. I was overcome with a sense of its truth, a sense of relief, and a sense of comfort. I really needed that." That's a vote for soundbite number one. Dr. Russell Moore, Justice, Justification, the Gospel, and Abortion. Thanks for listening in Spokane, Kimberly. Samuel is a 10-year-old listener in Wisconsin. That's nice to have. "Hi, Issues Crew," he says, "I am going to vote for Pastor Katchelmeyer on why the Trinity is missing from worship. I believe it's very important in this world of anti-Lutheranism to stand up for our beliefs." Scott Klusendorf is also very good with his logical disputation of Planned Parenthood strategies. However, when once the doctrine of the Trinity is destroyed, Lutheranism is also destroyed. Thank you very much for all you do. Samuel, thanks for listening as well. Very articulate for a 10-year-old. It's nice to have the younger listeners and voters as well. Still time for your vote and for an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. This one comes from Becky. Becky says, "All of the quotes were exceptional. But as someone who is heavily involved in the pro-life movement for many years, I especially appreciated soundbite number one for its balance of law and gospel in dealing with the issue of abortion. In all those years, it was rare that both were presented. It was usually either or, well, you've made a mistake, but it's all good. Or people were screaming at a terrified young woman entering a clinic. It was always a truly Lutheran pastor making sure that the balance was there." Becky, thank you very much, and thanks for listening and for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Speaking of good stuff, in just less than 2 weeks, in fact, Lent is upon us with the advent of Ash Wednesday, the season of repentance. What better place to go than to a prophet of repentance, a prophet in the Old Testament who knew how to properly divide law and gospel and preach both God's law, calling for repentance, and the gospel of the Messiah to come. The book of Amos is one of those fascinating books. And the Issues Etc. book of the month for February for the Lenten season is a brief Bible study called Restore the Roar, based upon the writings of the prophet Amos. It has a brief kind of Portals of Prayer style devotional for every day of the season of Lent, called Restore the Roar by Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Reed Lessing. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House. It's very affordable. Ask for Restore the Roar before Lent begins in just about 10 days. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Nathan in Vancouver, Washington says, "A vote for number four, Scott Klusendorf, on Planned Parenthood's latest strategy for the great clarity with which Planned Parenthood's argument is broken down." Nathan, thanks for listening in Washington. Nate in St. Cloud, Minnesota says, "Number two, Pastor Katchelmeyer, this is an early candidate for soundbite of the year. It should be sent out to any pastor or congregation who thinks it's okay to skip the creed. Side question, why don't we see and speak the Athanasian Creed more often during the divine service?" That's a very good question. The winner this week for Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number one, Dr. Russell Moore, on justice and justification, the gospel, and abortion.
The gospel speaks to that, to those burdened consciences. It doesn't speak to it by saying it's okay, nor does it speak to it with a word of simple condemnation. The gospel speaks by saying everything your conscience tells you about the abortion is right. But if you're hidden and found in Christ, you have already received every bit of condemnation for that abortion. You're a new creation. You're hidden in Christ. So when God sees you, he doesn't see you as that woman who had the abortion or that man who paid for the abortion, he sees you exactly as he sees the Lord Jesus. This is my beloved child in whom I'm well pleased. And if we preach that message of both justice and justification, what we're going to do is to bring people out of hiding where they can be liberated from the accusations of the devil. And we also are making it very clear to others who are being pressured right now toward abortion, this is a safe and welcoming place for you to come and talk to us. I think that's very important.
That is the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number one, Dr. Russell Moore, Justice and Justification, the Gospel and Abortion. Now, Samuel in Wisconsin, our 10-year-old listener there, was kind enough to listen and call and send us an email with his vote. You get the LPR bundle package this week if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who listened and everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc., please consider joining the Issues Etc. Reformation Club in 2013. It's our monthly or annual giving program. We have a number of levels and of membership and benefits, and some of those benefits include items like T-shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your congregation. Find out more about the Issues Etc. Reformation Club this weekend. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses at our website, issuesetc.org. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Tim Pauls answer the question, why Lutheranism? Also on Monday, we'll discuss Jacob the Patriarch. Dr. Joel Heck will be our guest. Do we need people protesting abortion in the streets, marching in the streets, making the case in the public square? Absolutely. Are Christians uniquely suited to do this? Yes, we are. But let's remember, our case against abortion isn't our main message. It's very important. It's extremely important. But our case isn't only against abortion. Our case is against all sin, God's clear condemnation of all sin, whether you've committed that one or not. And abortion is certainly included. And our case is also to proclaim Christ. We're not out there making logical, rational, secular arguments for that. We are using the Word of God, that sharp two-edged sword that cuts both ways. It both condemns us for our sin in its word of law, and then it heals with the only healing that there is for any of our sins, whether they be secret sins or public sins, private or sins that everyone knows. The only healing there is in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior, in His sacrifice for all sinners, sinners like you and me, and the forgiveness that He gives for His name's sake. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.